listening to the School Success Formula with me, Lucy Parsons. In this episode, we're talking all about Results Day because I'm publishing this in the week that A-level results come out in 2020 and GCSE results will be out next week. And this year, Results Day has taken on an extra layer of mystery and worry because nobody really knows how GCSE and A-level results are being awarded. Will schools have submitted mock grades, predicted grades, or something in between based on classwork and assessments? Nobody really knows. So with Results Day on the horizon, I wanted to help put this year's A-level and GCSE results into perspective for you. Now, just before we carry on, I wanted to say that this episode is based on a conversation we had on a parents-only coaching call inside the Extraordinaries Club. And the Extraordinaries Club is my online membership site for families in the exam years. And this particular parent came along to the last parents-only coaching call before the summer holidays with worries, questions and concerns about results, specifically for her daughter who is in year 13 and hoping to get into university. And we had a really good discussion about it and was able to answer her questions and alleviate some of her concerns. And this is one of the really powerful things about the Extraordinaries Club, that parents can come along to a forum of peers and with me as the expert to have their questions answered in a supportive environment. So if you feel like your anxiety is high because of the educational climate, you know, it's normal even before coronavirus for parents to have these worries, but particularly since the pandemic, I think concerns and questions are even greater than ever before. So if you'd like to join the club for the new academic year, then you'd be very, very welcome indeed. Okay, let's get on with today's show. So firstly, I'd like to say a little bit about why this year is no different to any other in terms of GCSE and A-level results. So every summer, a whole cohort of parents and students get incredibly worried about whether they're going to get grades that reflect their ability and enable them to move on to the next stage, whether that's sixth form study or the university of their choice. In this respect, this year isn't any different to any other year. Everyone is stressed and nervous about results and what this will mean for our children's futures. The only thing that's different is that we don't fully understand the way that the marks have been awarded. And it's clear from talking to different teachers across different schools that, and even between departments within schools, that the results, the teacher awarded results have been awarded and calculated in different ways. So what do we know about this year's results already? Well, according to an article in FE Week, which stands for Further Education Week, it's a kind of magazine, newspaper for professionals who work in further education, Ofqual, which is the body that oversees GCSE and A-level results, and they have an overview of all the different exam boards, said recently that the grades submitted by teachers across the country were 12% higher for A-levels and 9% higher for GCSE than they would be in a normal year. Therefore, for the sake of consistency between year groups and so as not to devalue grades, it's been necessary for Ofqual and the exam boards to lower the grades awarded by teachers. They are using a standardisation statistical model to do this, but not sharing the exact methodology publicly. But they have said that this year's results will be slightly higher than they would be in a normal year. And we saw the Scottish results come out last week, and we heard how I think it's called Scotqual or something like that, the Scottish body that's equivalent to Ofqual had to lower grades because teacher awarded grades were higher than they would normally be, but they'd still given out more higher grades than would normally be given in a normal academic year. And so it looks like everybody across the UK is kind of following this model. So why have the teachers given high grades that mean that the exam boards are having to lower the grades? So basically, teachers can't afford to give large numbers of people bad grades. And it's pretty easy to see why, even though the school league tables aren't going to be published this year or next year, because it just wouldn't be fair on the schools to be judged after having the schools closed and, you know, with the very different catchments and demographics of different schools and how people have been able to access online learning. You know, it's just not fair to compare them to each other this year or next year. So I've heard of several teachers in schools across the country who have been contacted by parents trying to find out what grades their children have been given, or giving kind of mitigating circumstances. So one teacher told me that they'd been contacted by a parent saying, you know that so-and-so's dog died a week before their mock exams. Now, teachers, as professionals, have not been able to discuss this. You know, it would be against all professional ethics and the guidance from the government to discuss this with parents. And I actually think it's pretty shoddy behaviour on the part of parents to put teachers in the position where they've had to say, no, I can't talk to you about this. And, you know, just to have those emails like, have you considered this, have you considered that? You know, you wouldn't have that with normal exams, and I know it's kind of fear based, but I think it puts teachers under undue pressure and it isn't fair. But with all this going on, it's clear that teachers A, don't want to let their students down, and B, don't want to be put in a difficult position with parents as a result of giving low grades. I mean, you can just imagine the letters that would be sent into schools and the meetings that would be demanded with head teachers in an already logistically very difficult year. I mean, I keep looking in the on the news and seeing, you know, the hints of doubts about whether schools are going to open, and, you know, just the logistical challenges of all that kind of thing. But, you know, if head teachers and exam boards and everything were having to deal with lower grades and all the questions and letters and meetings from parents, you know, that would be a nightmare on top of everything else that's going on in the world and in education. So why can't exam boards give lower grades? So on top of it being difficult for teachers to give lower grades this year, it's also difficult for exam boards, particularly to give grades that are lower than normal across the country at both GCSE and A level. And this is for a couple of reasons, which I'm going to break down for you. So firstly, administratively. So the administrative side of dealing with hundreds of thousands of appeals would be an absolute nightmare for exam boards. And dealing with appeals wouldn't be as simple as finding a candidate's exam paper and remarking it in the way they would normally do. So if you appeal an exam result normally, ask for it to be remarked, they would just find that exam paper, remark it, and, you know, give the new mark or grade. So this year, instead of doing what they would normally do, the exam board would have to go back to the school for examples of marked work and then effectively moderate it when there is no national standard of that work to moderate against. So dealing with appeals would be long-winded and open to challenge and also very costly. So it stands to reason that the exam boards will want to avoid it and therefore, you know, not be stingy with the grades, whilst also keeping the grades in line with other cohorts of students who've done these exams. So for exam boards and the government, it would also be politically very difficult to give significantly lower grades or lower grades at all to this cohort of students getting their GCSE and A-level results. It just would look really bad politically if, you know, because the schools were shut down in such a hurry because of the coronavirus, and it did appear at the time that they hadn't fully thought through how grades were going to be awarded when they closed schools and cancelled exams. And you can understand that in the situation, you know, they were having to move very, very quickly and, you know, weren't able to maybe give these decisions the due diligence that they deserve. But having taken that decision, they really have to own it. And I don't think the government at this point in time has the political capital to make Results Day a big problem for students, families, schools, colleges and universities. So I think we can be fairly sure that exams are going to be, you know, grades are going to be awarded a little bit more generously than they would be in ordinary years. So another thing to consider when we're thinking about the results that are going to come out over the next 2 weeks is that if they're too low, the system won't be able to take it. So the entire educational and employment system is dependent on a predictable number of students moving on to the next level every year. If thousands of students don't get the GCSE results to get into sixth form colleges, how will the colleges fund themselves and pay their staff? And where will those students go, particularly as they're required by law to stay in education until they're 18? And what will happen to university numbers in 2 years' time when they're supposed to be going to university? So you can see there's, you know, if not enough students get the right GCSE grades, there's kind of a knock-on effect throughout the system, but not just this autumn, you know, in 2 years' time when they're supposed to go to university. And similarly, many universities and higher education institutions are on the brink financially. And with a brink, and with continuing uncertainty about international travel, lucrative foreign students who pay much higher fees than home students might not be able to come to the UK to study for some time to come. This means that universities are desperate to keep student numbers up, simply so that they can pay the bills. I've heard that very competitive and prestigious universities are considering taking students through the adjustment process, where students who get higher grades than they expected can get a place at a, in inverted commas, better university than they already had a place at after they get their A-level results. So adjustment is a bit like clearing, whereas clearings for people who don't get the results they wanted, adjustment is for people who get higher results than they were expecting and they can make a pitch for a better university, basically. So this is literally unheard of for places like Cambridge, which is one of the places that I've heard to be considering this, to do this. You know, they're usually hugely oversubscribed and easily fill all their places. But with many students deferring their places because they're not going to get the full university experience, because many universities are planning to teach exclusively online, particularly in the autumn. And some universities, you know, I've seen that Cambridge is planning to do this or has plans in place to make it possible to teach online throughout the next academic year. These universities are basically desperate to keep the numbers up, the student numbers up, and the fees coming in, because that's how they pay their staff. That's, you know, partly how they pay for their research, for all their buildings and all that kind of thing. So I've also anecdotally heard of other high-ranking universities sending letters to students that imply, without saying it like explicitly, that students shouldn't worry about their grades because they're virtually certain of a place. So they're not saying it out loud that you've definitely got a place, but they're saying basically if you're pretty close, we're going to give you a place. And, you know, the implication there is that they don't want, you know, masses of vacant places at their universities. So finally, if a large number of students is blocked from progressing with their education and training, the supply of people coming into key professions in several years' time will significantly decrease. So there's already a national shortage of professionals like doctors, nurses, and teachers. So the country can't afford to stop people progressing year by year into these careers. So, you know, if you think about something like the teaching profession or the medical profession, you know, every year there's a certain number of doctors and teachers retiring. So they're leaving at the far end of the career, if you like, and those people need to be replaced by people coming in at the beginning of their careers. You know, it's almost like a production line of people moving through their careers. So if people don't go to university now, this year, that will mean that in 3 years' time, or 4 years' time, or 5 years' time, these people won't be graduating into these important professions. So basically the whole system, the whole education and employment system, and not just that, but things like the NHS, because of the supply of doctors and nurses, are dependent on people being able to move on to the next stage. So what does this mean for you? As a parent or student, you're thinking about yourself as an individual. You might be thinking about that mock exam where you bombed, or the fact that you never produced a piece of work that was awarded the grade that you're aiming for. I hope I've shown you today that the system simply can't afford to let you down by giving you significantly lower grades than you were expecting. And even if your grades are a bit lower, there's a strong chance that your sixth form college or university will take you anyway, because they simply can't afford not to. So what if your grades are too low? And this probably will happen, but again, remember, this happens every single year, that there are people who are disappointed by their grades. And this isn't going to happen just because of the school closures and the cancellation of exams. It's normal that some people will be disappointed by their grades. So if you don't get the result you need for your sixth form college or university, or your university turns you away, you have an opportunity that most students who don't do what they need to do in their exams don't have. You can take the exams this autumn, okay? And usually people don't have that option. So it's been announced that students will be able to take exams in all GCSE and A-level subjects in October and November of this year. So they're literally setting exams for every single subject, no matter how small or obscure it is. It's not just maths and English and science, it's everything. So if you are disappointed on results day, if you put in a few weeks of hard work between now and October, you'll be able to redeem yourself. And the best grade out of your teacher awarded grade that you're going to be awarded on results day, and the one that you get in the exam in October or November, is the one that's going to be put forward or going to be used going forward. So there's absolutely no risk in taking this exam for you. So, you know, if you take the exam and get an even lower grade, you'll take the higher grade, basically. So I do hope you found that really reassuring. I think the other thing I should say as well is about clearing. And, you know, if you do get lower grades, I think all the indications are that many, many people are deferring university places. So again, many universities are going to be really desperate for students. So there's a very strong chance that you'll get a place at a university that you're happy with. So I hope this episode has been reassuring for you. If you do need help preparing for autumn exams, though, please let us know. We've already taken on one academic coaching client to help them prepare for autumn exams, as they are 100% sure that they're not going to get the grades. So if the worst comes to the worst, we can help. But I really, truly have my fingers crossed that everything is going to be okay for you. If you need more help in getting a good night's sleep between now and results day, do check out my article, How to Keep Your GCSE and A-Level Results in Perspective, which has got some handy tips about, you know, really to understand the place of results in your life. Because while they may seem incredibly big and important at the moment, there are much bigger things in the world. So check out that article if you want to try and keep them even more in perspective and get a good night's sleep before results day. So I really hope this episode has helped you. I want to say thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day and goodbye.